When the weekend comes, traffic slows to a crawl in the Olympic neighbourhood. Tourists line the roadsides and joust for the best positions to pose for pictures in front of the National Stadium. The stadium has been dubbed the Bird's Nest because of its shape. For many Chinese, it is a symbol of their country's development. Beijing Vice Mayor Chen Gong says China will spend around $1.8 billion to host the Olympics. Construction is complete at 30 of 31 venues needed for competition. Only the National Stadium has yet to be completed. In advance of the Games, the $486 million Bird's Nest has become an iconic image at the heart of an official public relations campaign. Chinese officials say the design stresses the need for a harmonious society and the importance of the Olympics to the country. But the official campaign has not convinced everyone. Ai Weiwei is a contemporary Chinese artist who helped design the stadium and who is critical of the government's attempts to cover over China's shortcomings.
To send out wrong signals to themselves and to the world. We are in cheerful mood our time, which is not. If you look at China, you look at the newspaper each day, you find tremendous problem.
Those problems include allegations of human rights abuse and media censorship. The media freedom group Reporters Without Borders says China has jailed 51 internet dissidents, more than any other country, and last year blocked more than 2,500 websites. Recent rioting in Tibetan areas of China and the ensuing government crackdown has drawn international criticism and even threats of boycotting the Olympics opening ceremony. Karina Barbara Francis of Amnesty International says China was only too happy to link human rights reforms to the Olympics when it was trying to win the Olympic bid in 2001. She says it is now time to deliver on these promises.
We still hope that there is time for the Chinese government to bring improvement, and that will then show the world that it was a good gamble. It has been many years, and we still haven't seen improvements. It's quite urgent at this point that the Chinese government bring some improvements before the Games.
China has made efforts to distance its human rights issues and international policies from its Olympic hosting duties. Any questions about the country's human rights record and its Olympic promises draw variations of the same standard response from the Foreign Ministry. Beijing has just 5 months left, not only to ready itself for the athletes, but also to prepare for the intense scrutiny it will be under when an expected 20,000 journalists come to China to report on the world's largest sporting event. Sam Beattie for VOA News, Beijing.